For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. President Xi Jinping's urged officials in the Communist Party to set an example in improving work habits and serving the people. He's urging officials and party members to adhere to a series of established requirements for improving work and lifestyles. They call for being strict in three areas, morals, power, and discipline, and earnest in three others, decisions, business, and behavior. Three Chinese pilgrims have been confirmed injured in the crane accident at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The State Administration for Religious Affairs says one from northwest China's Gansu province was slightly scraped after he slipped on the ground, while the other two from the neighboring Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region suffered leg injuries after being hit by falling debris. Those two are still in hospital receiving treatment. There are about 14,500 pilgrims from China's Xinjiang, Ningxia, Gansu, and Yunnan in Mecca for religious rituals. At least 107 people were killed and 238 others injured when a crane toppled over at the Grand Mosque on Friday, less than 2 weeks before the annual Hajj pilgrimage. China says it's reached important consensus with the United States on combating cybercrimes. The announcement by China's Xinhua News Agency comes after a visit to the U.S. by a high-level government delegation led by Meng Jianzhu, President Xi Jinping's special envoy. During the visit, Meng met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Jay Johnson, and U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice. China and Thailand have reached broad consensus over railway cooperation. Many issues, including feasibility studies, detailed route design, engineering, procurement and construction, and financing, have been discussed during two-day talks, which ended on Saturday in Bangkok. The Thai side spoke highly of the feasibility study report of the first phase of the project presented by the Chinese delegation on August 31st. The two sides agreed that a report on the second phase of the project will be submitted on October the 15th. The two sides have also reached consensus on their intergovernmental railway cooperation framework, which is expected to be signed during the next meeting in Beijing in late October. On Sunday, the China-ASEAN Information Harbor Forum kicked off in Nanning, capital of South China's Guangxizhuang Autonomous Region. The two-day forum seeks to create more cooperation between government, companies, and scholars in the fields of e-commerce, internet security, and cultural industries. More than 200 people attended the event, including senior leaders from the Chinese government, ministers of several Southeast Asian countries, as well as executives with China's internet giants, including Tencent, Alibaba, and Sina. China's value-added industrial output expanded 6.1% year-on-year in August. The growth rate was up slightly from 6% in July. The National Bureau of Statistics attributes the month-on-month increase to improving performance in key industrial sectors and accelerated growth in high-tech industries. The Bureau says, despite the growth, industrial output still faces remarkable downward pressure due to flagging demand. A UN envoy says the main parties in Libya have reached a consensus on the main issues behind the ongoing crisis in the country. The text of a final agreement is to be sent out on Sunday following a dialogue that began on Thursday. Over the next 2 days, the UN's hoping leaders in Libya can reach an agreement on a unity government and end divisions that have split the country following an uprising that toppled former leader Muammar Gaddafi. At least 90 people have been killed and over 150 others injured when an explosion hit a restaurant near a bus stop in central India's Madhya Pradesh state. Sources say it may have been triggered by gelatin sticks that were stored along with gas cylinders in a nearby home. The blast occurred in the town of Petlawad at around 8:30 in the morning, as dozens of office workers and school children were having breakfast at the restaurant. China has successfully launched a satellite that will be used to conduct experiments related to broadband communications. The orbiter is the first of its kind for China. It was launched from southwest China on Saturday night at the Xicheng Satellite Launch Center. The satellite was carried by a Long March 3B rocket, marking the 208th mission for that family of rockets. Air raid drills are to be conducted in 10 suburban districts across Beijing on September 19th. Sirens will be sounded next Saturday in outlying districts of the capital, including Fengshan, Tongzhou, and Daxing. The Beijing Civil Defense Bureau's issued this warning about the upcoming drills, telling locals to be prepared for them and not to panic when they happen. The drills will include evacuations and protection protocols for important facilities across the city. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.